Chapter 5. The Tragedy of Oedipus. Oedipus Complex. Oedipus, in Greek mythology, is the king of Thebes who unwittingly killed his father and married his mother. The popular story we know today is mainly from the three Theban plays by Sophocles, a Greek dramatist in 400 BC. Drama was an important part of Greek culture. The three tragedies by Sophocles, Oedipus Rex, Oedipus the King, Oedipus at Colonus, and Antigone, are notable for their complexity of plot, depth of characterization, and two enduring themes of Greek myth and drama: the flawed nature of humanity, and an individual's role in the course of destiny in a harsh universe. The myth of Oedipus has not only inspired many artists and playwrights, but also researchers and psychologists. Oedipus Complex, for example, is a concept of psychoanalytic theory put forward by Sigmund Freud, an Austrian psychoanalyst. The term is used to designate a son's feeling of love toward his mother and of jealousy and hate toward his father, though those were not emotions that motivated Oedipus's actions or determined his character in any ancient version of the story. In contrast to Oedipus Complex, there is Electra Complex, introduced by Carl Jung, a Swiss psychologist in 1913. However, Sigmund Freud deprecated the term. Sphinx. When it comes to Sphinx, most Chinese would think of the stone statue in Egypt. But do you know that the Egyptian Sphinx has the face of a man rather than a woman? Besides, unlike the treacherous and merciless monster in Greek myth, the Egyptian Sphinx appears to be benevolent, though with ferocious strength, too. Though the word Sphinx originally means squeeze or tighten up in ancient Greek, it is now understood as something perplexing due to the riddle in the Oedipus story, such as 1. The question was like the Sphinx's riddle to me. 2. I've always found her rather Sphinx-like.